Absolutely, coming home. It's a great team, of course, being local and coming home. And Sam is coming home, and there's none more local. 38 times, a fantastic win. A couple more comments to get through to, and we might even head to Killarney as well and get a scene setter there. Ivan's jumped into his car and he's headed over there. And of course, he'd be well welcomed over there. Of course, he's one of their own over there. They'll open the gate easily enough for him there. Terrace Talk, please say hello to my London cousin, John O'Connell, and his son, Ben, who travelled to Dublin for the match yesterday. We were delighted to celebrate the match with you. Best wishes, Carolyn McLaughlin from Tarbert and his Auntie Breed. So good hello to you, Auntie Breed and Caroline. Fair play to you, Tarbert. North Kerry, of course, John, football means just so much up there, doesn't it? I mean, people coming home, people watching it. Everybody would have watched that game yesterday.
Oh, there's no doubt. And look, North Kerry is no different to South or East or West or Mid or Kinmare District. We're all the same. We're passionate about it. And it's all about the team that's coming through tonight here, about, you know, the youth going out, the colour that had, the passion that's there, and, you know, the exiles. You know, that thing about being home, the emotion. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. Sam coming home, and you have to see it to believe it. Grown men crying yesterday, like Sam coming back, young and old, and, you know, to see them around Dinny Street tonight, this evening, before we came in there, they're streaming in. The joy in the faces of young and old, running down the street, to be there, to get the spot, to see the heroes. That's what it's about. They're glued into Radio Kerry all over the world tonight. You know, I've relations in London, they couldn't wait for it to come on, to hear the show, to bring into their own sitting rooms what's going on in Tralee and Killarney. That's what it's all about.
It's tradition, Donald, because, like, when this fella was winning All-Irelands, I was blowing Dinny Street, looking up at him, and wanted to be...
Did you get his autograph?
No, he wouldn't sign nothing for me that time. But, you know, we saw pictures yesterday and today of Tadhg Morley, you know, with the remember the Carabao cutout of the cup, and Sean O'Shea with his jersey when they were youngsters. So we have youngsters down in Dinny Street tonight and in St. Killarney who are going to be sitting or standing in that bus and sitting down on the way over, and hopefully in a couple of years' time they'll be doing the exact same thing. And I think that people ask us what's so special about Kerry. I think it's that, it's tradition. We always look up to the guys that have done it, and we all want to be wearing the Kerry jersey. So I'm hoping that there's a lot of youngsters down there tonight that, if myself and John are here in 10 years' time, and Donald, we'd be talking about him. But that's what makes Kerry so special, because it's that big word, tradition.
Yeah, and to take that side of it, of course, the youngsters, is great that tradition's growing. But I mean, like, I knew lots of people that didn't go to the match yesterday that would have gone 15 years ago. Age catches up on people. The legs aren't as good as were. The hips aren't as good as they were. They were able to stay at home. They were able to stay in their own kitchens and in their living rooms and the whole lot. Turn on Radio Kerry, get the commentary. I mean, like, they knew straight away the ball was going wide or going over, and they were involved in that. And that's what it is, I suppose, local radio, keeping you involved in that as well. I mean, and that's, I suppose, part of the service. But it's very, very important to ensure that while a lot of people are out there tonight enjoying that moment, that we're still bringing that to them, and we're going to go to Clare now fairly shortly as well and tell them what's happening over there. Hi Donal, what a day to be from the Kingdom yesterday. At last the famine is over. I feel the difference was made this year by Paddy Talley, Scarty Glen listener. They'll be bringing in Tyrone fellas over there in Scarty Glen out, hoping to win these Kerry Championship. The role of Paddy Talley, quite briefly, Liam, I mean, to be very honest, and being very honest, the very first couple of comments that came in from Paddy Talley after the Kildare game, you know, if it was an election, he certainly was going to be eliminated in the first count. And it was a slow burner to win over people, to show the process. I mean, a lot of people out there feel that we shouldn't have gone outside the county to do it. You hear Sean O'Shea yesterday, he's an honorary Kerry man now. I mean, football has got to a practical stage now where you... put your best team management together, regardless of whether they're from Kerry or not.
Yeah, and that goes, look, we are kind of ruthless down here in Kerry. You know, and I think Paddy Talley, when it was first announced, and I'd say we were sitting here in the seats after the Kildare game, and it wasn't nice, some of the stuff that came in. And but Jack knew what he was doing. Jack knows, like, you, that's why when Jack took over, you know, Jack does what Jack does. You know, there's no one, he won't listen to me or he won't listen to you. Jack is his own man, and he has proved that down through the years. And it was a masterstroke, because, like John said earlier, we needed someone who would come in and sort out our defensive structure that we struggled with. And he went, and he obviously headhunted Paddy Talley. He knows him down with years anyway, you know. So, and he got him on board. And look, we're paying the you could say the reward for it now tonight, because he built a structure completely. And just one stat there, look, we had 15 turnovers against Galway the weekend, and I think that really shows what Kerry were about throughout the championship. That was our 90th turnover in the championship. You know, he built a system. We could see it when a Galway forward or when a Dublin forward ran into trouble. There was two and three Kerry fellas around him. We had never seen that before. But yet we still had our kind of defensive structure, the likes of Tadhg Marley sitting in front of our full back line helping out, and we only conceded one goal. Mm-hmm. So whatever Paddy Talley did, and whatever he should, like Seanny Shea said, we should give him the keys of the kingdom for the month.
Well, yeah. Hopefully he'll be saying that's a question, we might ask later. Hi, Donald. Just want to say a big hello to that little boy with his Kerry jersey that was on TV today when they took the Sam to Temple Street Hospital. What it meant to that little boy would bring a tear to your eye. Hope all goes well for him and that he'll be back home soon from a Kerry fan. Of course, that's something that we totally forget about as well, that people are in hospital, John. Do you know, I mean, going through tough times, tough fights, Temple Street, I mean, you're obviously talking about children. And for that hour or two, that All-Ireland takes them away into that world. And then, of course, you had those fantastic scenes today of the Kerry team going to Temple Street, bringing in Sam Maguire. It's something that we kind of maybe lose in the excitement of it. But, I mean, it's lovely to see that, you know, out of the whole busy structure, the whole lot, that there's still time for players and management to bring Sam Maguire to Temple Street.
There's no doubt. Like, it touches every family, Donal, sickness and illness, and that in Temple Street is a place that, you know, there's a lot of sick kids. All teams do it, and Kerry are no different today. Four or five of the lads, or maybe more, took time out to go there. What it means to the families, to the kids themselves, something they'll never forget. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they'll recover and they'll come back out, and 'tis a day they'll remember Sam Maguire coming in with their heroes. And, you know, even young fellas and boys and girls from non-Kerry, outside of the county, outside of the different counties, it's great. And it's just a bit of joy. It's something different for them in what's probably a very stressful time for families. And I think it puts things in perspective too, Donald. Mm-hmm. You know, there's the other side. It's a game of football at the end of the day. Really serious stuff for us. Delighted tonight, but there's families grieving. There was a few accidents over the weekend. Mm-hmm. People lost their lives. You know, sport is great, but we have to put it in perspective.
Absolutely. Our sympathies to all those involved in that as well. Congrats to Jack and the lads heading back to Cork, listening to Radio Kerry and the homecoming. The Kerry flag will be flying high, and that's a listener, and absolutely keep it flying high, because we have Sam here for 12 months. Another gang up the road, of course, have something else rather than Sam. Congrats to the Kerry team on the All-Ireland success. They were brilliant. David Clifford is a superstar, a joy to watch. Kerry Abu, Sam and Liam Neighbours for the year, and that's from Mary O'Shaughnessy, Kilfinan there in County Limerick. Always a Kerry supporter, and of course she's a big hurling fan as well, and she's a regular enough listener with good comments as well. Good evening to you, and keep those flags up there as well. Now we're going to catch up and we're going to take a break.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee, where being local means coming home.
Very welcome back to us here on Terrace Talk, and of course we're following the Kerry team all over Kerry this evening. We'll be catching up with them in Fitzgerald Stadium there quite shortly. They're making their way across the county. 25,000 people, Jack O'Connor reckoned, were in Dinny Street, or even maybe 30,000. They're of course dispersing around the town now as well. It's amazing to see the amount of colour in the town, green and gold. Liam, it's funny, homecomings we kind of associate with September, but God, we have one in July.
Yeah, it's kind of unusual, right, Donald? But it's nice. Once it would be a lot worse if we had no homecoming. Yeah, I suppose that was in the tip of the tongue of everyone. Even yesterday, what are we going to do for the rest of the year? So that's what everyone seems to be saying.
Will we play County Championship?
I'm sure a lot of clubs now and club players will have plenty of weeks now to be sharpening the boots now and getting ready, because we'll have a lot of football between here and Christmas to be played.
And it's very interesting, John. I mean, like we've our intercounty gone out of the scene. I mean, yesterday people were kind of bemoaning the fact that there's not going to be a game of football played ever again. But we are going back to the clubs. We're going back to our roots. We're going back to look at the other 95% of people who are training all year, playing county league. They're going into championship. They're going to be joined by these players now, and an awful lot of these players, of course, additional panel members as well. People kind of forget that the amount of support, and wasn't it lovely to see as well that those boys got to lift Sam Maguire as well. Dara Roach, for example, Dan Donoghue, and Dara Moynihan. Speak to me about missing an All-Ireland final. I think you missed an All-Ireland final, but we remember Mikey Sheehy. Uh-huh. And a certain John Kennedy got a few extra jobs to do the day that he was missing. But what's it like to miss an All-Ireland final? And Do the other players say, listen, this guy has got us here, we're going to give an extra 10 or 15% as well? I mean, that must have been awful news for Darren Moynihan to get and accept, and I suppose maybe he had more support around him than you would have had back in the 80s. But it's still, you know, it must be heartbreaking, I suppose, really, in a sense, to say that I'm not fit enough to play, I have to step away. But what's that like?
Oh, it's you know, I never missed out through injury in any game, really. I was lucky enough. But like, it's...
You never
it's,
ran fast enough.
Everybody in Kerry, look, felt gutted. We were in the Glen Eagle on Friday night when Leona Twist called out the team. And, you know, you just feel so empty for Dara. It's one thing not to start, but to be on the bench with a chance of coming on, you know, you're part of it. It's hugely disappointing to lose out. You know, there'll be other games. He's young and he's plenty of time. But it's very, very disappointing. All the hard work that goes into it, the family and everybody at home and the club, you know, so proud and waiting to see a guy running out in Croke Park and suddenly it has gone. But look, Dara was part of it. He was very much an integral part of it, similar to Keane Lynch last week for Limerick, and he will come from that. You know, he'll get his medal. He was an integral part of the team all the year. Just unfortunate. And I remember Mikey's time that, you know, we knew a few weeks before it. It's always good when you have a few weeks preparation. I came in, I was on the team then, and I took up the free taking duties. You know, we tried it anyway. But Mikey was an icon. He was a legendary figure. And you know, Mico Dwyer, like Jack O'Connor, I suppose, you use the psychology. You know, the psychology that, you know, Mikey's out, somebody else comes in and takes up the mantle.
What was it like there when Mico said, "Look, Mikey is out, John. We need you to take these frees." But was there other people in that queue? Were you top of the list? Were you at the bottom of the list? Were you the only one that kicked the free? How did you get that responsibility?
It's a good story, Donald, and tis a true one. I'll tell you the truth. I remember in Fitzgerald Stadium one night he came out and he just said, "Bomber was Ogie, there was Jacko, was a few around," and he said, "Mikey's out, lads, you know, we have to get a free taker." Casually like that. And he threw a ball down, he had a pair of runners on him, 35, 40 yards out. He never placed the ball, he just dropped it over the bar, and he said, "It's as simple as that." And I think by process of elimination, I was given the nod to take the frees. And you just got on with it.
Were you kicking with your club that time?
I was playing with Belly Longford at the time. Jackie Welch was the free taker, and I wasn't kicking the frees for.
Right, yeah.
I kicked him around the range, all right, and up along, like, and
so,
afterwards.
So you were only second choice in Belly Longford, but when we wanted to win three in a row, we put our faith in you.
That is true, and that is a true story. And Mico would make you feel, he had a word in the ear then coming up towards it, obviously, and he would make you feel that you were the best free taker in the country in all times. Not alone on the Kerry team, but he just, and we're back again. That was psychology that time.
Yeah.
Tony Griffin is doing it now. But like when you kick one or two, Mick would come out and he'd say, "You're on fire." You know, and he'd just make you feel 10 feet tall. And psychology has developed in different ways, but it's still the same thing. You work on the mind, you work on the positive. And Mick O'Dwyer was one of the best at that. He was probably all things in one. Whereas there's others now that are identified to do different roles, Mico did all those roles.
Absolutely. Let me say good evening to you, Mico. We know that you listen to Terrace Talk, your good old buddy Paddy Fogarty drops down there and turns it on as well for you. So fair play to you, Mico. You certainly got John Kennedy taking frees. Terrace Talk, Pendle and Donal, this is a very significant win, especially for young people. Young girls and young boys under 12 and 13 have never seen a Kerry team win in All-Ireland. Now they have heroes to look up to, and I'm sure that they have an extra pep in their steps when they line out in future games during the year. And that's from Billy Broderick. Good evening to you, Billy. A man steeped in the J as well, particularly at underage as well, and getting, I suppose, clubs and everything sorted, and it's huge. I won't say, Liam, that there's going to be more people wearing Kerry jerseys going into club games, because my God, I think every child in Kerry has a club jersey now. But it is quite interesting to see the selection of jerseys at Croke Park. You have home, you have away, you have gold, you have blue, you have the goalkeepers, and then you have old fellas like us wearing the 97 one. And that leads on to the 97 team from yesterday. Wasn't it great to see those out, decked out in their suits and waving, and the Meath team, of course, in 96, and the Dublin team in 95. It's just remarkable to think 25 years, where does it go,
yeah. And just to see them come out and just to see the faces, because the following 2 months, I was talking out with them, and it was just amazing looking down to see the Brian Clarks and, you know, the Killian Burnses and these guys that I hadn't seen with years and years. And yeah, look, they were the team that broke the famine for us that time. And it was kind of ironic that we had a team coming out probably a half an hour after them who kind of, well, I won't say it was a long famine, but broke the mini famine for us. So it was a great day in Croke Park for them, and the boys really enjoyed themselves. I was talking to a few of them after, and Dara Kinnade and Billy, obviously beside us, they had lovely suits, so they got the suit for the day anyway. So they had a great day out, and it's great to meet up, because a lot of them guys probably hadn't met in years, you know. So it's we had one there a couple of years ago with our minors in 2019 as well, and you know, it's, they will chat, and the stories, they'll live for it. They're the things. Medals are lovely, and John will tell you that, but it's the memories and the stories and the whole lot. They're the things that you kind of hold on and cherish the most. So, yeah, it was a fantastic day for the 97 team.
The only thing, Don, I'd say, sorry, is that, and a number of people remarked it yesterday at half-time of the match, the timing of the teams coming out. Yeah. Something that has to be looked at. These were three fantastic teams in their own right, and coming out in a near-empty stadium. Yeah. I don't think it just, you know, it didn't show the respect.
They needed something before the game.
They did, correct.
And they should have been done at half-time of the game.
Half-time, I think, because a lot of people missed it, obviously, and disappointed, because not alone for the Kerry team, but for the two other teams as well. Some fantastic footballers.
Legends of the game.
Legends of the game.
Also the three teams
know,
there,
and it's something that needs to be looked at, I think. Half-time, maybe, you know, we can surely fit it in.
Yeah absolutely. No, it's a guest on about near-empty stadiums. My first All-Ireland final was actually 1993, watching the Kerry ladies win, beating Leash, who were above and up at the time, and of course an All-Ireland final, Kerry, and off we went down to watch it. 2012 I was there again, of course. Kerry lost out, 16,000 people, which I thought was a huge amount, but it kind of disappeared. There's huge numbers of people going to Croke Park now supporting ladies football, and we really hope to see massive numbers. I mean, there's no reason that the majority of people that went up to watch the men yesterday can't go back up again. Tickets only €25, of course, live here if you don't go. And I mean, the Kerry Ladies County Board running buses and everything, and clubs, and it'd be great to see them get over the line, because I suppose we hear all the stories during the year about the amount of work that goes into the men's side of it, and it's hugely supported and the whole lot. That's replicated, I suppose, behind closed doors in a sense, and people don't see it. But again, their families see it, and their mothers and their fathers and their partners and the whole lot, they see it. And hopefully that they get up the road there to an All-Ireland final, because we know that when it comes to supporting ladies football, Liam is fantastic, because how many All-Ireland finals have you been at this year?
A good few of them this year. But hey, credit to the ladies, like I go back to that under 14 final again, the work that has been done in ladies football in Kerry, and I have two young daughters who play with Cora themselves, and like, I do think it's great. It would be great if we can get a big support up from the weekend, because look, there's young girls below on Denny Street tonight, and they have Kerry jerseys on too. They want to be, you know, the next Lorraine O'Scanlon, or you know, that's what they're aiming at. So hopefully now Sunday that we can get a big green and gold heading to Croke Park.
Yeah, absolutely. And a Kerry jersey with their own crest.
With their own crest,
absolutely.
Yeah.
A crest that, it goes back to 2020, or 2010, of course, but a very proud crest as well. John, David Clifford, it's a comment coming in, was worth the entrance price yesterday. Maybe a genuine fair debate as to who was man the match. Oh, here we go. With a lot of love and deservedly for Shane Walsh. But it mattered not in those final 12 minutes. I thought David deserved it because he went to another level where Shane faltered a little. Can the panel discuss this? Two fantastic players, you know, shoot out. Shane Walsh would make a fantastic Kerry footballer, wouldn't he?
Shane Walsh is a superb footballer, superb athlete. David likewise. You know, it was an absolute, I mean, we didn't really enjoy Shane Walsh's point kicking yesterday and his accuracy, but when you sit back and look at it again on television, we had the game won, and it was easy to admire him then. But as a supporter, and as a neutral, you know, we're from Kerry, obviously, but we've no involvement in the team. But you go out to see the best players playing. That's why I said a while ago about the teams that had won 25 years ago coming out. Shane Walsh is one of the great forwards of all time. He has that ability. But David Clifford, he's our own. You know, the humility of the guy, like, you know, he's just going around nonchalantly. He's speaking to young fellas. He's time for autographs. He's taking selfies. You know, he's just a guy that is, you just think he hadn't got a kick in the All-Ireland final. And he was so humble last night receiving his Man of the Match award. you know, coming from a great stock and a great family, and what an honour for Fossa, you know, his family, but for Fossa, for Kerry, and we're so proud of him. He's I think it has been said several times last night and today, Liam, I think he'll be one of the greats, if not the greatest forward we have ever produced. And that's some statement to make, because we've had some fantastic players, but an exhibition yesterday when we needed it. It's always very easy to kick scores when the pressure's off, but David did it yesterday when we needed it. Some superb kicking. I think he'd won wide. He'd nine shots, won wide. Superb.
And that done, I think we said it here years ago that he was, because I was lucky enough with development squads to be involved with him and the college, that he was going to be the greatest. And the only thing that hung over him was he had no All-Ireland medal. Now, the monkey's off the back. I think we've yet to see the best of David Clifford. Touch wood that he stays injury-free. But I do honestly think that he is going to be the greatest that we'll ever see playing with Kerry. And he's going to, like yesterday's performance was one that will, you know, we ran about the golden years in the videos and the DVDs. This man could make his own DVD already. But yeah, you got to give credit to Shane Welch as well. Class footballer. Man, your listener there, man of the match. Look, we'll be a bit biased. We'll probably go with David, but I'd say, look, all stars. We'll give Shane Welch an all star. I think he'd be happy enough with that.
I think on yesterday's performance, he'll be one of the three for the year as well. In fairness to Shane Welch, yeah, absolutely fantastic. And a lot of neutrals at the game yesterday. You know, they went to see a game that was all football, total football. A comment there that I saw from Dan Carney on Twitter today. Was it the cleanest All-Ireland that we've ever seen, Liam?
It must have been, yeah. I think there was only three yellow cards in the whole lot. Kerry 2, Galway 1. Dunno, and I think it suited the game of football. I don't think if it wasn't a clean game of football, you wouldn't have seen Shane Welch kick them scores. You wouldn't have seen David Clifford kick them scores. And we kind of knew going into it, when Galway and Kerry meet traditionally, it's a fantastic spectacle for football. And it was yesterday as well. Anyone that's neutral sat down and watched that, even, you know, I watched a bit of the Sunday game this evening, and listening to Colm O'Rourke talking and stuff like that, they said, you know, how open it was and stuff like that. It was kind of refreshing to hear it. But yeah, it was definitely one of the cleanest All-Ireland finals, one of the cleanest games I've seen. Not mind All-Ireland final.
It was easy ref, in fairness, Shane Hirshen, and he done a fine job as well. Of course, the second part of that homecoming is coming to Killarney very shortly, heading to Fitzgerald Stadium. We heard the team are only 3 or 4 minutes out from there now at the moment, and we'll be catching up with Ivan and getting a set the scene there as well. Of course, having come from Tralee, they were in Tralee there about 6:05, entertained on the stage there. Jack O'Connor, of course, spoke to the crowd, 25,000 to 30,000 people, he said, was at it, and he praised Tralee clubs. I presume when he's heading over to Killarney, John, he'll be playing the Killarney card. You mentioned Fossa, a lot of East Kerry clubs involved, Dr. Crokes, of course. Ivan mentioned the three boys coming off sitting beside each other. Micheál Burns, a player who kind of up and down with confidence, he brought it home yesterday for us as well when he was needed. He came on, he had his job to do, replace Stephen O'Brien. I think he's kind of a more natural for that kind of very, very busy kind of player. Didn't put a foot wrong, really seems to have matured, and now is an All-Ireland winner.
There's no doubt. It's, you know, the work that's going on, first of all, I suppose, done all over the county. The guys that get them out at under 8s and under 10s and get them ready, you know, they deserve huge credit, because it all goes back to those. That's where it started from. You know, we all started with those, and that's where it will finish. But look, fantastic for Dr. Crokes as well, and for East Kerry.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, talking about East Kerry, we'll head over to Fitzgerald Stadium. Ivan is among his own tribe here, so surely, Ivan, how are we getting on?
Very good, Donal. Welcome to Fitzgerald Stadium here in Killarney, where it is filling up nicely now ahead of the arrival of the Kerry team. Was here about maybe half an hour ago. I got on my bike from Tralee to Killarney and got over here, and Botty was in about second gear, and I must say Niall O'Callaghan is now in fifth gear. He's after going down onto the pitch, and he looks like a man who's warming up to come on in the last 5 minutes of the All-Ireland. He's jumping around with all the kids to freed from desire. So the update we have from Killarney is that they've passed Madams Hill. They're just about turning on to Lewis Road now, and what they're doing is they're coming in from around the back of Dalton's Avenue, in the back of the stand, and coming into the big seats in the middle of the stand, in front of the big crowd now is on the pitch. The Terrace, fairly sparse crowd, maybe just behind the goal on the right. Everyone wants to get as close as possible to this Kerry team, and of course to Sam Maguire returning to the kingdom for the first time since 2014 as well. So the players are coming from the back of the stand. They're going to come down onto the steps with Sam Maguire, and Botty will interview a couple of players. I'm hearing David Clifford. We might hear from David in Killarney as well, which would be nice to hear from him as well. So we'll be waiting another, I'm estimating maybe 5 or 6 minutes, but don't, you know the way these things go by the time they come off the bus and all that kind of thing. But make sure to come back to me. We'll have all the speeches live from Fitzgerald Stadium here in Killarney.
Fair play to it. Ivan Hurley playing an absolute blinder this evening, travelling all over the place, Tralee and Killarney. Dan here from New York, wishing congratulations to the Kerry team on their brilliant win. Let's hope it's the start of something special. Dan, thanks for tuning in from New York this evening. It's fantastic to know that we have people listening from all over the globe. And I suppose, in fairness, this is one of those moments that you're connecting home to the people abroad. And I know we mentioned London and we've mentioned New York. Actually, I had one from Switzerland as well. Alan Myers, you're out there from Switzerland listening to us. Alan Myers, of course, Fossa connection. We'll be looking at Fossa quite shortly. I'm sure David Clifford will be talking about his home club and the importance of it. This is the beginning of something special, Liam. A lot of people were mentioning it last night. It was amazing. We barely had 1-1. It must be a Kerry thing. You know, we're already looking for 2 and 3 and what we could have won. And then, of course, the people that look at the half-empty glass and the half-full glass saying, we possibly have left 1 or 2 of these behind us already, so it's important to get going. But how important will this one be to get our second one and move on to our third one?
Yeah, I think, and we're coming back to the situation of the monkeys off the back, you know, and like we said at the start of the show, the relief.
Yeah,
do we have someone?
We have someone. God, Ivan's 5 minutes is fairly quickly. Back over to Ivan. They're back in Fitzgerald Stadium.
Yeah, we're back in Fitzgerald Stadium. The team have just come into the back of the stand here, and Jack O'Connor is just looking out the window. Jack, I might very rudely just butt in. We're live on Terrace Talk. Just a very, very quick word from you. Look, we heard your speech in Tralee, Jack. Fantastic. Look at the crowd here in Killarney. It must be something else.
Yeah, it's amazing. Fantastic reception. I was saying in Tralee that we never thought we'd see the likes of 97 again. There was a huge crowd in Tralee that evening, 25 years ago, when we were coming down Denny Street. But if anything, this evening surpassed it, and there's a fantastic crowd here in Killarney now again, so delighted.
You mentioned in that speech in Tralee how important these supports are for driving on again, Jack. I mean, like, players must look at this and say, we're going to go out and win Sam again in 2023.
Ah, well, sure, it all feeds into it. You know, there's a huge passion for football in this county, and that's what drives, you know, the fathers and mothers to encourage their kids to play football, and it just encourages the players to make the huge efforts that they do. I mean, if you can feed off this energy, there's something wrong with you.
Brilliant. Jack, look, I'll leave you enjoy it. Congrats again from all in Terrace Talk, Donal, of course, Liam and John. Of course, I echo the sentiments there of Jack O'Connor. The team is getting a good look. Botty is holding up the crowd here in Killarney. We're just in the middle of everybody here. See, can I get someone in the bit of a player scrum here? Maybe someone of the local players, maybe, if we can, Donal. They're just waiting to be introduced to the crowd, so obviously I don't want to interrupt their celebrations tonight, of course. And I must mention as well, for people at home, the scoreboard behind the goal on the Dalton Avenue end of the ground here has the score from yesterday as Kerry 20 points, Galway 16, and in the time 0-0, 38, in a bid to say 38 All-Irelands for the Kerry team. So it's magic, really, Donal. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fantastic touch. Listen, you're not the only Killarney man over there. Brendan Fuller, he's put on a Kerry jersey as well, and he's live. Brendan, how are you getting on? Do you find a few friends?
Well, I'm getting on great. I don't quite have the pull that Ivan Hurley has, obviously, mixing it with the VIPs there up in the stands. I'm here with the rest of the Kerry supporters on just off the corner of Dalton's Avenue. It was great to see the bus pulling in and on the bedlam, basically, where everybody was cheering on all the players that you could just about make out through the window. And we're here on Lewis Road, which is normally the site where it's the height of summer. It's a Munster final. It's a sea of red and white and green and gold, where tonight it's only green and gold, and everybody's here to celebrate what we all saw in Croke Park yesterday. A an amazing turnout here in Killarney, and all coming up to Fitzgerald Stadium from all different parts of the county. I spoke with Tomás Crowley earlier on from Denny Street. He travelled all the way up from South Kerry, and I think that there's going to be a lot more people travelling a lot bigger distances again, because this is later on in the day. People might have been able to do their jobs and bits and bobs throughout the day and make their way to Fitzgerald Stadium. As Ivan Hurley was saying, Botty O'Callaghan is playing a stormer. You can hear the crowd. They are going absolutely berserk inside in Fitzgerald Stadium so far. And as I mentioned, the sea of green and gold, it is continually pouring in through those gates, those famous gates, exit one, exit number two here on Lewis Road. But a brilliant sight to see at the height of summer, and nothing but green and gold and cheers all around.
Fair play to you, Bertrand, for setting such a positive, fabulous scene. It's funny that you mentioned all the interest into Fitzgerald Stadium, because just a couple of weeks ago, of course, a roundabout was named after a very special person of this parish, Weeshie Fogarty. John, he certainly would have loved tonight, wouldn't he?
Oh, Weeshie would have certainly loved the tonight, Donald, because Weeshie was so passionate. He had all the tributes that the Kerry supporters have. He had football at heart, and he portrayed that through Radio Kerry, like yourself and like Ivan and Brendan and all those. You know, he painted the picture for the people at home, but what a passionate man. And he showed that with Liam Higgins, God be good to him. And you know, how proud he would have been tonight to be involved in this homecoming. And, you know, it's night like tonight, I suppose. That's the emotion we spoke about earlier on. The people that are gone, you know, we may not say it out loud, but we remember them all, what they would have thought of this and the passion that they had for it. And we remember Weeshie tonight.
Absolutely. And of course, and plenty of people will be passing that roundabout. The Weeshie Fogarty roundabout, just as you go into the back, of course, of Fitzgerald Stadium. And as the boys have said, there's a savage amount of people heading in. It's gassed away. Ivan says that the terrace is empty. They all want to be up on the front row. It's a bit like a rock concert, Liam. You know, you get in early and you get up. And that's the way it's becoming. And we've watched Limerick as well do it and replicate it and the whole lot, and the Cranberry music. And it was fantastic. On Pucker Willa, did we ever think that that would be a non-official Kerry anthem, Liam?
It was kind of unusual, all right. But like you said there, usually the stewards are trying to keep you off the field tonight. They're pushing them onto the field. So it's look, it's fantastic. The green and gold are going to be flying high now for the next couple of weeks, and hopefully next weekend then as well, we'll add to it. But yeah, you can hear by Jack there that he's probably stunned with the outpour of people that are after coming.
Isn't Jack very relaxed? Like, I know Jack for a long time. Yeah. I played football against him the whole lot, and cranky would be a word I use at the best of times. And he kind of had that, but he said something yesterday that was quite unusual. He says, "This was a great bunch. We had great crack. We had great fun."
Enjoy it, yeah.
It's kind of a thing that an All-Ireland winning manager shouldn't come out and say that we didn't see that in the Jim Gavin era. Everything had a box and a tick and a process and the whole lot. But there was great fun in it. And even Jack, all the way through this campaign, dealing with the media, he had a bit of a laugh with him. He didn't seem to be under as much pressure, even though he was under massive pressure. So we're going to head to the speeches here in Fitzgerald Stadium. And of course, there's going to be plenty of people to roar them all on.
Hear me? Hello?
Yeah, you're absolutely live on Terrace Talk, so off you go.
Hello?
You can hear Botty in the background anyway. I suppose he never had such a big a crowd playing in Fitzgerald Stadium for him, has he?
Botty's in concert. They'll be selling tickets. Tiny, so you'll be looking for him next.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll head across live again. Hopefully we get through this time.
You hear me?
Hello? Yeah, absolutely. We can hear you loud and clear. Are you filling us in?
I say
Botty's music is so loud he can't hear us, I'd say.
I'm not sure if you can hear me in Tralee. You're very welcome back to Killarney. It's Bedlam. I must say, it's something else. I went to a lot of these homecomings as a young fella, and I mean, it's just seeing your stars and just seeing all these kids here, see all their heroes. They're after coming down. It was unplanned. They're all after coming down to get high fives with all the kids. It's just so fantastic to see.
Somebody pulled a plug on him, so we'll hopefully see it very shortly. Isn't it amazing? Like, it's Bedlam, it's music, it's loud, it's wonderful, it's joyous. It's all the stuff that I suppose the All-Ireland final didn't bring yesterday. We were quite nervous all the way through, and you know, the final whistle goes and there's emotion, Liam, and there's raw emotion as well. Tonight it's celebratory emotion where people, you know, we have it won and the whole lot, but those couple of moments just after an All-Ireland final, you've won, you're looking at the clock, you're hoping for the whistle to go, it finally goes, you're 4 points up, even though you still think in your head a goal was going to catch you and the whole lot. Isn't it fantastic?
It's great, yeah. And look, like we said earlier, there's a new generation of supporters. Are we ready to rock again? Is Botty turned on the music?
He's rocking and rolling all night. Well, ask Botty turn on the music so we can hear
it's
Ivan.
Just something else, the players, the kids, it's what dreams are made of here in Kerry. And, you know, you live for football in this county, Donald. And I mean, it's just, it's absolutely insane. Botty's up and down the pitch. They're trying to get the players back up now. That was seriously unplanned, and it caught a lot of us off guard, I think, there, to be honest. But things starting to calm down a small bit now. Look, the Sam Maguire's come out. The crowd is just something else. They're up against the barriers here. They're about 6 or 7 feet off the pitch. But Darren Moylan and Gavin White are there. There's David Moore and Paul Gainey, Fiona Bugley, Stephen Ockenberg, Dan O'Donoghue, of course, missed out with injury, but in the squad. Micheál Burns is there. Paddy and David Clifford, the two brothers. David, by the way, the only man who took out the suit jacket. He's going in a shirt, but I think we'll forgive him that. The two goalkeepers together, arm in arm, going up the steps. So what they're doing now, they're going up past the wives and girlfriends in the stand. They're going up into the seats at the backs of them here for people who are aware of Fitzgerald Stadium. Jack O'Connor in his seat now. They're all sitting down, trying to get the crowd back up onto the up the steps of Fitzgerald Stadium on the halfway line. The wives and girlfriends are having as much fun as the lads, I think, by the looks of it. So they're trying to get all the players back up. There's Paul Murphy, of course. Adrian Spillane is there. Botty is trying to round up the troops. It's like 2:30 in the morning and Killarney trying to get them all back up the stairs, to be honest. But once they come up now, we'll have the speeches very, very shortly. Michael and Danny Healy-Ray there to greet them, as well as Norma Foley. Here comes Sean O'Shea and Joe O'Connor, hand in hand with the cup. They're touring it up and down the pitch here. Such a beautiful thing to see. Again, the kids leading over the barriers, trying to get a touch of Sam, trying to give a Sean O'Shea or Joe Connor a high five. It's just magic moments. And Joe, you have to remember that a lot of this is our kids' first time seeing or hearing this as well. So it really is something else for anyone who's under the age of 8 in the county. I mean, this is the first Sam Maguire that these people are seeing, and it's I must say it caught me off guard there. A small bit emotional now in Fitzgerald Stadium, but things have started to die down now a small bit. Again, Botty very good at a bit of crowd control and getting them all up here. Of course, they're chasing daylight in Killarney, with there's no lights here in Fitzgerald Stadium, so they're anxious everyone leaves fairly safely at the end with the daylight. So I can't imagine these speeches will last very, very long, and various members of the national media getting their shots with the crowd in the background, of course. As I say, Sam Maguire with Sean O'Shea and Joe Connor. It's hoisted up to the crowd. We are the champions, plays in the background. It really is a sight. Again, something that we haven't seen in so long, and some might say too long in Kerry, but it feels like the glory days are back. It's a young squad who are really prepared to drive this on now for Kerry, and listen to all the interviews, they want to do the same thing next year. This is why these fellas train 6-7 days a week in the tough times in the winter, wet conditions and currents. And now this is the time they can celebrate, as Sam Maguire is placed in the same place that the Munster Cup was lifted a couple of months ago here. Fitzgerald Stadium, of course, with the Munster title. They won the McGrath Cup, they won the National League, and now they have the Sam Maguire back up here, 4 trophies. So Botty is just starting the speeches now, so he'll hand you over to Botty and Ger Galvin.
Thank you, Niall. And would you please put your hands together for Niall, who did a fantastic job over the last 2 hours. Kept the all going. Well done, Niall. Thank you. Paul Cardell, the son Bert Kearney here, couldn't fall to more out of Galair, and saw an oath. The star in Galtrick, and our card, and especially the show. Lord Mayors, ladies and gentlemen, you're all very welcome here to Fitzgerald Stadium this evening, and thank you for turning out in such wonderful numbers to welcome home Sam to his native home after an absence of 8 years. We salute our team and we'll introduce them to you later of the fantastic job done in Croke Park yesterday to bring back the All-Ireland title here to Kerry after an absence since 2014. Well done to everyone involved. We have a couple of speeches just to introduce you to them, just to welcome the team home officially. They will be brief and we will get back to the lads and we won't keep you too long. Now the first to speak this evening, lovely man from Curra, Johnny Brosnan, chairman of the East Kerry board. So to get the event underway, would you give a huge welcome to Johnny Brosnan, chairman of the East Kerry board, to officially welcome back the team here to Killarney tonight. Thanks, John. Good evening, everybody. And what a wonderful honour and privilege is for me, on behalf of the East Kerry board, to welcome everyone to the Fitzgerald Stadium, Killarney, this evening. And to give a special welcome home to the All-Ireland Senior Football Champions of 2022, our own brilliant Kerry team. A team who in the hollow side of Croke Park yesterday evening engraved their names in the annals of Gaelic games, along with the Kerry greats that have gone before them. No words of mine can express the joy that these young men have given to every Kerry person all over the world. For us in East Kerry, we are deeply honoured to have so many great East Kerry players on this wonderful team. So Ger and Niall will introduce all the players and management to you later. It is a privilege to give a fantastic welcome to manager Jack O'Connor and his great management team. And to our own East Kerry man and chairman of the county board, Patrick O'Sullivan, and his officers. I want to sincerely thank all stewards and everyone who have organised and helped to make this such a brilliant homecoming this evening. Especially the chief organiser, John O'Leary of the county board, Teresa O'Mahony, event controller, Del Brosnan, John Linehan and John Daly of the Fitzgerald Stadium Committee, Noel O'Leary and Johnny Herman of the Town Council, Garda Sergeant Dermot O'Connell, Fire Safety Officer James Foley and East Kerry Board Officers Michael O'Mahony and Noel Kennedy. I want to sincerely thank our President of the East Kerry Board, Ger Gallivan, who is our farrantee for this evening, and to Niall Botty O'Callaghan, who have really entertained us with his brilliant music, fun and banter. Thanks, Niall. I want to sincerely thank all of you out there, young and senior, who travelled to Croke Park yesterday and who have come here this evening to this beautiful stadium to show your appreciation for this brilliant Kerry team. A team who have given us so much excitement and joy in 2022 and have now rescued Uncle Sam and brought him home to the kingdom. And that's where he's going to stay for many years to come. Goramila Margo Gilear. Oh, John.
Thank you very much, Johnny. Thank you. Now, our next speaker to officially welcome the team back here to Killarney is a man from Rathmore, who we have representatives on the team. The mayor of the Killarney Municipal District, please welcome Councillor Niall Kelleher, please.
Thanks, Ger. In 2017, I was fortunate to have been mayor of Killarney when Kerry beat Derry in some style in the All-Ireland Minor Football Final. I stood on the stage in the stadium to formally welcome the team home, and I predicted that some of the players involved had all the credentials to be senior kingpins in the games ahead in a few years. Yesterday, I was delighted to see that prediction come true, and I congratulate each and every one of you on your fine performance that had Kerry people everywhere waking up feeling very proud this morning. 8 years is a long time without Sam, but this fine bunch of players produced some wonderful football, and it made the long wait all so worthwhile. Victory is so much sweeter when you have to wait a little bit for it, and so much more delightful when you achieve it playing eye-catching brand of football like we saw this season. The Kerry team is rich in talent, and it possesses some of the finest footballers the game has ever seen. The great thing about it all is that so many of this squad still have their prime years ahead of them, and I can predict here tonight that Sam Maguire will become a familiar sight in the kingdom in the years ahead. Every great team needs another great team behind its success to be achieved, and I congratulate Jack O'Connor, Dermot Murphy, Mike Quirk, Paddy Talley, and all the other members of the backroom team who inspired this great victory. Congratulations too to the county board under the chairmanship of Patrick O'Sullivan, who possesses all the necessary ingredients to be a great leader, and he's proven that not in the not so distant past. Well done to the Kerry fans for their loyal support, even though not so successful years. I'm sure this bunch of players will give them everything and plenty more to shout about next year, the year after that, and for many more years to come. Enjoy the celebrations. Have a great night. Kyrie Aboo.
Well done. Thank you, Niall. Now, the Mayor of Kerry has joined us here this evening. So would you put your hands together for John Stephen Flynn, who will welcome him back officially on behalf of the people of County Kerry.
Thank you, Joe. As Mayor of Kerry, I'm delighted and proud to welcome home this wonderful bunch of lads here behind us, as All-Ireland champions for 2022. I'd like to congratulate Jack O'Connor and his management team for the wonderful success and the tactics and the hard work that they put in making sure that Sam Maguire come back here to the kingdom. I want to acknowledge the work as well by Patrick O'Sullivan and his county board delegates for the hard work. And when you look at the hard work that goes in behind the scenes, when you look at the facilities we have in Kearns, that's a huge credit to Patrick and the county board. The partners and wives of the footballers here, I think it's very important to acknowledge the support and commitment that all of you put in to make sure that these lads can go out and do the hard work and play the football and the training. It's not easy, so I think it's important to acknowledge your commitment to Kerry football as well. Finally, to the fans, both in here and in Tralee, the thousands and thousands that came out to support this wonderful team. I hope you have a wonderful night and enjoy the celebrations. And we hope that Sam Maguire will be staying in the kingdom for a long time to come. Thank you.
Thank you, John Stephen. Now, you see the man standing up here alongside me. He's a man I've known and worked with for many years. He was re-elected to the chair at last year's AGM for a second time. And by God, must he be a proud man arriving back here in the stadium tonight after leading the champions of All-Ireland 2022 back home to Killarney today. So put your hands together and give a huge welcome to our chairman, Patrick O'Sullivan.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to thank everybody for turning up tonight to welcome back the team. there was huge crowds in Tralee, and there's a huge crowd here again in Killarney. I just want to thank you for coming out in huge numbers to support this winning Kerry team. I also like to thank the players and the management for the work they put in all year. Without them, we wouldn't be here this evening. But the time and effort they give at all the time for the games within this county. I'd like to thank Kerry Group, our sponsors, and I also like to thank the Gardaí, the stewards, the East Kerry board for putting on our homecoming here this evening. I'd like to thank Ger and Niall for the entertainment and for welcoming us back. And to you lads, we'll see you over in the INEC after for a victory disco outside. So best of luck and I'll talk to you later on, lads.
Thank you very much, Patrick O'Sullivan. Now the next man I'm going to introduce you, I have known for a few years, travelled a few roads with him back the years. I introduced him on many occasions in 2004, 2006, 2009, and now again in 2022 on his third occasion as Bannister. Jack is a gentleman, superb Bannister, and give a huge Killarney welcome back to the one and only Jack O'Connor.
Yeah, thanks very much, Ger. I'll be brief, lads, because it's been a long day for the players. They didn't get a pile of sleep last night. And, you know, it's been a long old day, so we do get energy from the reception we're after getting since we came over the Kerry border and on this side of Abbeyfield. And ever since, we felt the energy, we felt the love of the Kerry people, so it's absolutely tremendous. And it's very fitting that our last stop is here in Fitzgerald Stadium, where so many great players have trained over the years. Every year when we come in from Curtains and start our training here in Killarney, there's an extra pep in the step of the players. They really look forward to training here. And the last month has been just a joy since we qualified for the semi-final and the final. And preparing here, you know, for an All-Ireland final is an absolute privilege in this stadium. Tremendous credit to the organisers of this event this evening. This doesn't happen by accident. There's an awful lot of work went into organising this. And to everybody involved, and to likes of Niall there, who provided the entertainment for the last couple of hours to keep you going, and everybody. So, in general, though, the biggest thanks has to be to the bunch of players behind my back. For the way they've handled themselves and carried themselves all the year. They've been a credit to Kerry, and what I'm hoping is that they'll inspire a new generation of Kerry players out there in the field in front of us, and that some of you people will be standing up here in years to come. It's been an absolute privilege for me to come back and manage this team. It will definitely be my last time back, there won't be a fourth time, but at this age, it's been an absolute dream and a privilege for me to come back and manage this great group of players. I'm just going to like to pay a tribute to the clubs of the Killarney and East Kerry, the bigger East Kerry area. You've made a massive contribution down through the years to Kerry football. We've had great nights here in Killarney, you know, with the 04 to 09 team, when Sam McGuire came back four times, with some of the greatest players ever to grace that stadium here in front of us. And we're really hoping, boys, that, you know, that he'll get great enjoyment out of, boys and girls, he'll get great enjoyment out of this one, because we've really enjoyed the year. We've enjoyed the football the boys have played and the way that they've represented the county. So thanks again for the passion and the love that you've shown these players and this team this year. It was really evident from the first round of the championship at Bumpton Park in Cleve all the way to the All-Ireland final yesterday in Croke Park. So thanks a million. You've been wonderful. Your energy has, you know, transmitted itself to all of us and to the players. So thanks very much. Good evening.
Thank you very much, Jack. Now, finally, before we introduce the team to you, we had joint captains Ollie in Shawnee Shea and Joe Connor from Austin Sex. Yesterday, Shawnee was team captain on the day. We all know what he has done throughout the year. He has led by example. He's ice cool when needed. And we all saw that in that almighty kick to bring down the Dubs a couple of weeks ago. He is just a super player. Score getter and leader. Will you welcome from Kinmare Shamrocks, the captain for 2022 yesterday, Shawnee O'Shea. And I hope Joe won't mind him speaking in Killarney.
First of all, I'll just thank everyone for coming out tonight. It's unbelievable to look down here and see the crowd that's gathered to welcome us home in the same in Tralee. We're over the moon to bring back the Samshi again. It's been away for a while, we've made you wait for it. But hopefully that'll make it sweeter. We can't wait to enjoy it in the coming weeks and months with you. I suppose it's fitting that we are back here in Fisher Stadium, where the groundwork for this success was made over the last few months. We love coming in here, we love playing here and training here. We'd like to thank as well everyone involved in Fisher Stadium, to the lads that look after us every night when we're here. They're great, and we're very grateful for all the work they do and for always having this place in great shape for us. We'd also like to thank you for just the last couple of weeks. They've been unbelievable around the county. The colour, the buzz, everything that's been going on has been great. It's given us a great lift coming up to the semi-final, after semi-final, before the final again. You never underestimate, lads, what the sport means to us. The lifts you give us, the noise you create, it helps us so much out on the pitch. To our younger supporters as well, to be up here today with these fellas is something that we've all wanted to do for all our lives, something we've dreamed about since we were your age. And no doubt if you stick at it, keep working hard, there'll be many of you up here in the years to come. So thanks a million to everyone, lads. We'll enjoy this, and I hope to see you soon.
Thank you very much, Shawnee. Now, he'll put his own little slant on this.
We'll welcome back Niall
to introduce the team to you. And I'll just say a few words after Niall to thank you all. So we'll hand you back to the wonderful Niall O'Callaghan.
Now, before we go any further, I'd like to officially apologise for Party Marty over here for coming in late into the show. But Marty Morrissey wouldn't be used to seeing Sam Maguire. He told me he got lost above in the Killarney Legion. So next time, Marty, you might come on time. Oh, he just doesn't understand. He's got a fabulous colour, though. Fabulous colour. Right, hey, we'll introduce you. And I know normally we're nice and quick with this because everybody's got school tomorrow, but you don't have school. There's a couple of teachers there that said you can have the day off, okay? So we're going to introduce you to the S&C people, and they're going to come down here by the cup. You got Jason McGahan, Arthur Fitzgerald, and John Barry. Come on down, quick. Come on. No, this way, Jason, you fast course. This way, like. Right, this is the S&C fellas. Arthur's another fella who seems to be on the bonnet lamp or something. He's brown, like. Come on down, boys. These fellas do an amazing job with the boys, and they deserve a huge round of applause. Your S&C's, John Barry, Arthur Fitzgerald, and Jason McGahan. Jason, you can come down to the normal person step, that's it. If you come out to the Glenegal tonight, you get a free picture with Jason sitting in the Sam Maguire. They're actually thinking of putting a swimming pool into the Sam Maguire because Jason wants to do laps. But hey, will you give the boys a huge round of applause? The S&C's to the Kerry Senior Footballers. Also, hey,
Everybody's come to see him carry the Sam Maguire himself, but he's inside there doing a great job. The goalkeeper coach, Brendan Keeley. Where's Brendan? Come on down, Brendan. All the way from Kilcommon. Anybody here from Kilcommon? Give him a big round of applause. Brendan Keeley, goalkeeping coach. Also, the people in the middle over there, if you start getting elbows and stuff, don't worry, that's only it. No man, he's out in the middle of Fishtown Stadium. He needs to hit something, like. You can't miss him. He's the fella with the false tan outside, like. And the shiny teeth. Right, here we go. Wait till I get to, lads, you don't want to be laughing, like. Jimmy Galvin, you certainly won't want to be laughing. The physios, put your hands together for Jimmy Galvin and Pawnee McQuinn. Come on, Pawnee. Pawnee's from Tralee. Come on, Pawnee. Come on, come on. Come on, Pawnee. Pawnee, come on. Well done. I'm going to give him a round of applause all the way from Austin Sachs, Pawnee. And Jimmy Galvin has a practice here in town. Last time Pawnee had a suit on, he was in court. So give him a round of applause. Lock your cars, he's from Tralee. Right. The nutritionist. This man walks around, I think he eats half the stuff he was given the buys, like, because he's hyper. And he's one of the nicest fellas you've ever seen, because he has no sense of decorum in a dressing room, ever. Will you put your hands together for the one and only? Where is he? Kevin Beasley! Come on, Kevin. Kevin's from the stall. Well, outside the stall. Give him a round of applause, please. What are you shaking my hand? I didn't mean anything, like. Say hello to the people, like. Well done, Kevin Miso. The next fella, I'm telling you now, I went up to Armagh to watch Kerry playing, and I was watching the warm-up, and I said, is there a fella out there that I don't know? There was a fella he thought he was playing in Croke Park. I hadn't a clue who he was. He went up and down the field, passing the ball. Next thing, Kerry were doing a warm-up drill in the corner, and this fella bursts out. I said, Jesus Christ, Jack must have found a new half forward or something. Next thing I find out, your man, Sinclair. The sports psychologist, where is he? Come on, Brendan Griffin, come down here. Holy Griffin, Brendan, written on the posters. Give him a big round of applause. Hey, and I'll tell you this, those shoes. Actually, give them to me, because they're going that way, like. Give him a round of applause. He can kick a score above an Armagh, like. Oh, the next two fellas, the masseuses, Liam O'Regan and Harry One-Eye O'Neill. Come on out. Come on, the boys. Harry's the only fella that plays golf like that. Give him a big round of applause, Liam. Come on. Two boys, the masseuses with the Kerry senior footballers, they put in a lot of big work. They deserve a big round of applause. Come on. You're going to see the whole backroom team. Well done, boys. Well done. Oh, the medical. One fella, Dr. John Rice, is missing. He's gone for a scan. They couldn't find anything. The other fella, one of the nicest guys and one of the best fellas to have around the team, the one and only, I give you an injection, you'll be numb from the hips down. Mike Finnerty. Give him a big round of applause, Dr. Finnerty. The stats man, Colin Traynor. Colin, come on, don't be shy, like. Drop your glass, move your ass, like. Give him a round of applause, does all the stats. And our in-house referee, all the way from North Kerry, the man who missed the challenge on Shane Murphy last year that Stevie Wonder would have seen it, like. Come on out, Brendan. Come on out, Brendan. Shane is still unconscious, by the way, Brendan, but don't mind it. It's fine, Brendan. You never saw it, like. Oh, my God. Stevie Wonder would have seen it, like. Give him a big round of applause. In-house referee, Brendan Griffin. And they decided they were going to scale up in the kit man, so I decided I was going to Weight Watchers. And when you put your hands together for the kit man for the team for the last couple of years, and he's doing a great job. Come on, give him a big round of applause. Colin Whelan. Smile. Go down and say hello. Right, we're going to get on to the players, and we'll be nice and quick. A man from the Killarney Legion,
definitely one for the future and a fabulous guy. Put your hands together for Cian Gamill. Next one, a man, definitely another man for the future who got injured early this year, and hopefully he's on the way back. Mike Breen from Beaufort. Mike, come down, don't be shy, like. Next man up, Pa Warren from Guineguilla. All right, Pa, you can sit down now. You're like Donald Trump there, like. The man from Tralee, we're going into business, myself and this man. We're doing bus tours of the Gallus Field. The one and only, Greg Horan. You see there, where's he gone, like? Oh, he's there, behind the pillar. Give him a round of applause. Well done, Greg Horan. Next man all the way from Glenflesk, the one and only, Darrell Roach. All the way from Aston Stacks, Jack O'Shea. All the way from Angeltacht, Enoch Conacore. All the way from Aston Stacks, Dylan Casey. Oh, hey, I bet you don't know who this fella votes for. All the way from Kilgarvan. Donal Sullivan. Where is he? He's probably stuck to the Ely Rays. Do you know him, no? Have you ever met him, Donal? No. They're nearly going to rap. Look at the three of them over. They're like something out of the mafia or something. Watch my wallet, anyhow. Next man up, a neighbour down the road from my house from Spa, Dan O'Donoghue. And then I think this man should be up for Player of the Year. For me, this man should be up for Player of the Year. He was absolutely out of this world. The one and only from Ballydunahoe, Jason Foley. Actually, Jason, will you do that again? That was powerful, like, the way you got up there. Do it again. That's there you go. Oh, there's a girl down there. She thinks it's the Debs, like. Another man, absolutely fabulous footballer, would have been playing yesterday. Absolutely would have been playing yesterday. Got injured during the week. And really feel for the man, but he'll be back. He'll be winning loads of All-Irelands with Kerry. Put your hands together from Spa, Darren Moynihan. Twinkle Toes himself from Dr. Croaks, Tony Brosnan. Also from Dr. Croaks, loves to look at himself in the mirror. Oh my God, when he stands on a stool and then looks in the mirror. And don't touch the hair, lads. Michal Burns. The next fella talks more than me, and he talks a lot worse than me. And when he starts, he doesn't shut up. But what a footballer. Jack Savage from Cairns O'Reilly's. Another man from Dr. Croaks, Shane Murphy. Yes. Pull the seat out, Shane, you need to sit on it. He still concussed from the game last year, Brendan, like. Stevie Wonder, how did you miss it, like? You all right, Shane? You okay? All right. We might see it next year. Next man, great fella. Great to have in the dressing room. Real leader and a great character. All the way from Temple Noah, Gavin Crowley. Next man's from Temple Noah as well, and he's the big dog in the house, Adrian Spillane. Look at that. Hey, Adrian, you can take your hands out of your pockets. You're not here to enjoy yourself, man. Next man, an absolute colossus. I can safely say I was there the day he made his debut for Kerry over in Mallow in the McGrath Cup, and he was man of the match. And he's been a stunning leader and a captain of Kerry, and he'll be around for a lot more. From Ratmore, Paul Murphy. Next man, all the way from Tralee, Nigel. Definitely, he's going to be a big dog in the future. Big man, big player, Stephen O'Connor. Right, we'll give you a couple of the young fellas, so we'll give you a couple of the old dogs as well.
couple of the old fellas. It's kind of getting past their bedtime now, so you got to give him a big round of applause because he's not used to being out this late. Will you put your hands together for one of the greatest players to wear a Kerry jersey, all the way from Dingle, Paul Gainey. Also from Dingle, but he needs to get a drive to training because he get lost, Tom Sullivan. Also from down West Kerry, from Angailtown, unless the signposts are in Irish, he's last as well, Brian O'Beglia. He's here behind the pillar. Another man from the Gael in Tralee. I think his brother's better than the many, to be honest, from the 20s, but put your hands together for Tiamat O'Connor. Another man from the Gael who was the Colossus yesterday, Jack Barry. One of everybody's great friends, one of the greatest people to wear a Kerry jersey, and I don't say these things lightly. An amazing man to be in the dressing room, and all these fellas will testify to that. And he's an absolute legend. And if you have a child and their children grew up to be this man, you'd be so proud, because he's a man among men. The one and only Mr. David Moore. The next fella is the bane of my life. He has ruined my brother's couch. His name is all the way from Temple No. My mother's over there, she calls him Golden Balls, I don't know why. Put your hands together for all the way from Temple No, and hopefully he's another one, not one of these sappy Spillans. Killian Spillan! Another man from Temple No, but he's living in Killarney now, and we were hoping his kids would come to the Crokes, to be honest. One of the nicest fellas you'll ever meet, and I can always say that he's one of my closest friends, the one and only, Tadhg Marley. One fella always in every championship comes out of the blue and just steals the show for the whole season. A fella that you probably have in the back of your mind, the next thing, boom, he explodes. This fella absolutely exploded this year. He's been around for the last couple of years and he got his chance. And my God, did he take it yesterday in Croke Park. Didn't put a foot wrong. From Pearson Andromeda, the one and only Graham O'Sullivan. And again, upper, and it, right, where do we have more people? Give us a cheer. Right, there's three of you here anyway, we know that, okay. All the way from Ratmore, and definitely put on a tour de force this year. Another fella that definitely has a look in the mirror before he comes out in the field, make sure he looks good. But what a player. Inside and goal for Kerry, Shane Ryan. The next fella is the quiet man in the bunch, but he's the fastest man in the bunch. And the wags here, before we go any further, I think he deserves a huge round of applause. All the girls and boyfriends and girlfriends and everything he did do. But I go to the gym 3 mornings a week with Gavin White's girlfriend, Tara. So put your hands there for Gavin White. I do. Belly bumps and ties, eh? Next man up, all the way from Kinmare, and again, close friend, had to warn Shawnee Shea about coming into a Kerry dressing room on his first night. And Shawnee was looking over at Stephen, what should I do? The one and only, Stephen O'Brien. By the way, if you're from Kinmare, go to see him tomorrow night, because apparently he's going doing what Darren O'Sullivan got done a couple of years ago with the hair, like. So, go see that. Right, moving on. Anybody here from Fossa? Yeah, there's a few. The one and only, and I have to say this, the last time you saw this fella's nose, there was a pilot and a co-pilot inside in it. The one and only, Paddy Clifford. Very bad, very bad. Hey, by the way, I 50 quid in my wallet. I just got 50 quid in my wallet. The next fella said, will you give me an own mention? Nobody knows me and I'm very shy.
He's all the way from Fossa. He's one of the greatest players you've ever seen kick a football. Put your hands together for David Clifford. Oh no, hey, hey. Put your hands together for David Clifford. It's like a pantomime. Did you pay all of them as well? Right, hey, do you know, this is the part of the night where we relax and we chill out, so would you like to hear from David Clifford? No, more people don't want to hear from you than want to hear from you, so that's fine, we won't hear from him then, that's fine. Do you want to hear from David Clifford? Come on, David, say a few words.
Yeah, I suppose there isn't too much to say. There's been a lot of speeches between last night and all day today. But I suppose just to say thanks to everyone that's here. I suppose since I've started playing with Kerry, the crowds that have come out to support us, be it National League games or Championship games, have been massive. So, you know, all the goodwill people give us and all the well wishes, it really means a lot. So I suppose just thanks to everyone that's here for coming out and supporting us all down through the years. And it's great to finally get over the line.
Well done, put your hands together for David. And our two captains. To be honest, I've been raving about this fella playing county championship for the last couple of years. He's strong, he's athletic, he hits everything that moves, and he's a real, real player for the future. Definitely, 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 you're going to see him up here loads and loads of times. He's won a county championship medal with his club, the Aston Stacks, last year, so they're on the one in a row at the moment. Put your hands together for Joe O'Connor. Joe, just in case you don't know what the one in a row is, the Legion had it a couple of years ago in the O'Donnell Cup. I get killed by Lloyd. While she's below, he's gone mad. Hey, and the man that was just phenomenal all year and phenomenal against Dublin, kicked that great score, and then he steps up with the first free in the game and scobbed it into the keeper's hands. Just to really rub it into the Dubs, like, just to really rub it in. He's not even one for the future, he is the present. He's going to be here for the next 10 or 12 years leading Kerry because the guy is so focused. He's amazing. And if you're a young person out there and you want to learn the game of football, you watch him. Because he'll show you everything you need. Heart, commitment, dedication, focus, ability coming out his ear. And do you know what he did? For that last free against Dublin, think about it. He walked over and he said, I'm taking it. He took it. So he said, hey, I'll put this. Everything here tonight is on that free that man took that night. You can't take it away from him. Shawnee O'Shea. Now, the tradition is, boys, the tradition is that the players, you got to do a party piece. I know what you're doing, right? So you better think yourselves while I introduce you to the management team. The man over here on my right, very close friend of mine, stuck in times, in goal with Kerry, won All-Irelands. His heart is so, he bleeds green and gold. Up and down from Dingle every night, everything he's thinking about is Kerry, Kerry, Kerry. He's one of the nicest fellas you can ever, and one of the best people you can ever read a game. The one and only Dermot Murphy. And the man beside him, I'm telling you this now, on a basketball terms, you all think, oh, Kieran Donnelly, he's the man. Michal Quirk was the man, like. He made Donnelly. But he's been a selector. He's been a winner of All-Ireland medals with Kerry. He's been a leader inside that Kerry dressing room. And he steps in this year, and he does such an amazing job that we win in All-Ireland. Will you put your hands together for Michal Quirk from Council Valleys? Jeez, there was a big shadow there when he stood up. Right, and over on this side then, the last man. He's all the way from the north, so we have to speak slowly for the next couple of minutes because apparently he doesn't understand the Kerry accent, like. But he's, Shawnee said he's an honorary Kerry man now, isn't he? He's supposed to be very good at golf because he gets to play it a lot. But he's the man that brought this defensive system. He's the man that's coached these guys, who's coached them with an inch of his life. And you know what he has? He's got that to show for it. He came all the way down here and gave a commitment to win an All-Ireland for Kerry. He deserves a huge round of applause. Paddy Talley. No, Paddy, you can stand up. You can stand up, Paddy. Yourself and Jason have a great old competition. But is it that you just have midgets in the north? It's like Leprechaun Day every day. Right, here we go. Right, boys. The panel of 2022. Who's our party man, lads? There's no need for language, Jack. What? Oh, no, I have a mix. Jack, step up. No, just step up. Paul Murphy, come out here. Come on. Paul Murphy, Ratmore. Shane Ryan, over to the middle. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll stay here all night. Roche will come too. Roche will come as well. Dara, come on. Hey, don't. I'm going to bring these fellas out, so don't worry about these fellas. Paul Murphy, be the leader of men. Let's go. Come on, Paul Murphy. The only man to go down the National Park when he's walking his poodle and he'll salute no one. Come on, come on. No, the boys will come with you. You only have to stand. Come on, just stand there. Stand there. Right, stand there. Just stand there. Right, stand up. Stand up, Shane. Stand up. Paul, what part of stand up don't you understand? Come on. Right, are you ready? Jack, don't worry, you won't be in trouble for standing up, that's it. Well done. Right, Dara, come down here, come down. What part of come down don't you understand, Dara? He's from Glenflesk, sorry, the Glenflesk people, he'll be down, he's coming. Right, no, it's not the Backstreet Boys, come on. The Wags, you're getting too excited now. Right, are you ready? Right. There's a video that went viral today, all over. Has everybody seen the video? Has anybody seen the video? I've seen the video. And I've seen Paul Murphy on the video. And I've seen Shane Ryan on the video. And I've seen Jack in the corner of the video. And I've seen Dara Roach in the video. So, Shane, Dara, throw that on there. Shane. You have all the words, Sean. Paul Murphy.
If people at home don't know the reference to this one, a couple of members of the Kerry team were on the Lewis a little earlier on today, and they were singing this in a version of We've Got Sam Maguire. And here comes Shane Ryan. Great sport there from the Kerry team. Shane Ryan taking the mic and singing along with the We've Got Sam Maguire. And that's what we have. Sam Maguire is home in the kingdom. It's here in Killarney. The players will move on from here to the Glen Eagle tonight, where the party, I'm sure, will go long into the night. Kerry, 38 times All-Ireland champions, as we hand back to the studio from a loud Fitzgerald Stadium.
Absolutely, we got Sam Maguire. Billy Joel will never sound the same again for us over here. 38 times All-Ireland champions. We're going to wrap up now because it's been a fantastic long evening. I want to thank the people that sent in comments. We didn't get to all of you, but we certainly will look at some of them. I want to thank John and Liam. It was a huge long night, John and Liam, fair play to you. We played a couple of games and a few extra times, and you know, fantastic for all your comments as well. And we want you to get out there and make it two in a row. Get out and support the Kerry ladies. It's live here on Radio Kerry, but get up to Croke Park. €25 for a ticket, and hopefully they'll end their famine as well, and stay with us, because if you enjoyed Botty, I tell you, you'll certainly enjoy Pat Kelly, and he'll be with us coming up after this break.